This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Texas barbecue, one for the history books.
I have seen a number of big fires in my life. This one is as mean looking as I've ever seen.
Texas Governor Rick Perry witnessing a terrifying out-of-control wildfire situation in his state. More than 1,000 homes have been destroyed in Bastrop. Visited by Perry yesterday, 5,000 people have been ordered to leave. Winds without rain produce smoke and flames for the people of Texas. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Tragedy and terror in Texas. We'll take a closer look at those wildfires on this Wednesday, September 7th. Celeste is out this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news, home by home, acre by acre. That's the count. Wildfires destroying parts of Texas. 50 fires burning this morning across that state. More than 1,000 homes destroyed, half of them by a single wildfire near the city of Bastrop. And that's now the most destructive wildfire in Texas history. Terry Orr is the mayor.
While it has not been 100% of structures destroyed, it's probably in the order of 80 to 90%. It looks like a moonscape.
Four people have been killed in the Bastrop blaze, which is now 18 miles long and 5 miles wide. Those ribbons of fire have people on the run. Towns have been evacuated as crews work to keep the flames back. Officials say the Bastrop fire is slowing down this morning, thanks in part to some calming winds, but crews don't have any real control of the fire at all. Governor Rick Perry says wildfires have burned 3.5 million acres of Texas this summer.
The magnitude of these losses are pretty stunning. Some thousand homes that we've lost across the state. We're over 100,000 acres.
Governor Perry is going to leave his state, though, and head to California tonight to appear in his first Republican presidential debate. And most polls now show Perry with a double-digit lead over the GOP field. And the man he hopes to challenge next year may take his turn on the stage tomorrow night. He actually does. President Obama is expected to unveil a jobs plan that features $300 billion in tax cuts and infrastructure spending during a speech to Congress. D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us to lay out whether the Obama strategy is going to work and some jobs ideas from some of the GOP field as well. Police aren't sure why a man burst into an IHOP in Carson City, Nevada yesterday and opened fire with an AK-47 assault rifle. Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong says three National Guard troops having breakfast were killed.
To say that he was targeting before he came into the restaurant, those military persons, we have not been able to establish.
A lot of mysteries here. Another woman was killed outside of the IHOP, and the alleged shooter, Eduardo Sencion, shot himself at the scene. His family members have told authorities he had a history of mental problems. New concerns about flooding on the East Coast, which is getting soaked by leftovers from Tropical Storm Lee. Flood warnings are in effect through tomorrow for much of Pennsylvania and the state of New Jersey. In India, a bomb outside New Delhi's high court killed 10 people this morning. Police say the bomb was hidden in a suitcase. Officials in Libya's new government say former leader Muammar Gaddafi is not in the city of Bin Walid. They believe he's moved south somewhere into the desert itself. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resumes this morning in Cairo. One of the first witnesses denied Mubarak gave orders to shoot protesters. And our partner, the New York Times, reports that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta supports a plan to keep 3,000 to 4,000 U.S. troops in Iraq past this year's withdrawal deadline. They'd stay to train Iraqi forces. That'd be 3,000 to 4,000 U.S. troops in Iraq with a relatively open-ended commitment. CEO Carol Bartz is out at Yahoo, and Eddie Murphy has been selected to host this year's Oscar Awards. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,139. The S&P opens at 1,165. The NASDAQ opens at 2167. And again, futures are up, so it may be an uptick from yesterday's serious downturn. Coming up this morning, permission to laugh.
We don't know when is that point when the audience is ready to poke fun at people again.
That's comedian Will Ferrell speaking on WNYC's On the Media, talking about the calculation all comedians and humorists had to make after 9/11. When to laugh again. We want to hear from you. Who gave you permission to laugh? As part of our 10th anniversary coverage of 9/11, we'll examine how comedians found their voice again. But first, Texas drought and wildfires. We'll get the latest from the director of the state's fire service in just a few minutes.